This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government is all set to move the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, has said 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House. Talking to the media at Parliament House, Mr. Rijiju said, during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, it was agreed that the time for the discussion may be increased after taking the sense of the House.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that AR is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and the protocol. The legislation designates the Directorate General of Civil Aviation as the registry authority for the purposes of the convention. The registry authority is responsible for registration and deregistration of aircrafts. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said, India is the third largest domestic civil aviation market in the world. He said, in 2014, the total domestic passenger market was 60.7 million, which has doubled to 161.3 million. India's renewable energy sector has achieved the highest ever capacity addition in the last financial year by installing 25 gigawatts. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi informed this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said the sector witnessed an increase of almost 35% in the last financial year compared to 18.57 gigawatts achieved in the financial year 2023-24. The minister highlighted that the country's journey in renewable energy was led by solar, which soared from 15 to nearly 21 gigawatts in the last financial year. Employees Provident Fund Organization EPFO has expanded its multi-banking centralized collection system by empaneling 15 more banks, bringing the total number of banks in the panel to 32. The EPFO entered into agreements with public and private sector banks in this regard in the presence of Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, in New Delhi yesterday. The newly empaneled 15 banks will enable direct payment of nearly 12,000 crore rupees in annual collections and enable direct access to employers who maintain their accounts with these banks. In Myanmar, death toll in last week's devastating earthquake has crossed 2,700. Myanmar's military leader Min Aung Hlaing said in a televised address yesterday that the toll has reached 2,719 and is expected to rise to more than 3,000. He said 4,521 people have been injured and 441 are missing. Meanwhile, rescue operations are underway in the country in full swing. India has launched Operation Brahma to provide necessary support, including search and rescue, humanitarian aid, disaster relief and medical assistance. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Army Field Hospital established by an Indian medical contingent has so far treated around 104 patients, including two major surgeries. The ministry said the NDRF teams are working and recovered five more bodies. US has reiterated its stance of opposing any unilateral attempts to change the status quo of the Taiwan Strait by force or coercion. During a press briefing, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt made the remarks when asked to respond to the Chinese military drills around Taiwan. Leavitt said President Trump emphasized the importance of maintaining peace in the Taiwan Strait, adding that US encourages peaceful resolution of cross-strait issues. In IPL T20 cricket, riding on the blistering knock of 69 runs by Prabhsimran Singh, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekana Cricket Stadium, Lucknow. Earlier put, Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field. Put into bat host, Lucknow Super Giants posted 171 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.